Every one of you been balling. But them dogs ain't off the leash yet. Them dogs ain't off the leash yet. Boy, we ain't gonna bite somebody. Roy, we ain't gonna get somebody. Time to let them dogs off the leash today, baby. Let them off.
There he goes again, brought down by Akeem Hicks.
The team that we have, right? Beat Carolina, beat Baltimore, beat Pittsburgh. All three of those teams are in the tops in the league, right? They're playoff caliber teams. And I feel like the intangibles that we have, we need to be in that running. We should have been in that running this year. Everything was clear in hindsight, right? We could do this, we could do that better. But I know one thing. I know that there are a lot of young, hungry guys on this team that want to be put in the position to win. And I feel like if we keep pushing the direction that we're going, we're eventually going to get there. Watching our offense and how they operate now, the way our defense has been operating, I just feel like we have established what we want to be. We just need to figure out how we can go out there and be that every Sunday.
You didn't have to sign that contract, no matter how much it was. You must have believed something about this organization and how not only you fit into it, but that it fits to become a winner someday.
I believe in Ryan Pace. I believe that he has an eye for talent. He brings in the right type of guys. Shoot, he found me, right? He drafted the kid from the University of Regina, Saskatchewan, right in the third round in 2012. He looks past, you know, what school you went to, where you're at in your career. If you're playing good football, he wants you on this team, and that's something that I can get behind any day of the week.
The defensive numbers, given who you played this season, the schedule was not simple. I think it's one of the underrated stories of the season in the league, if I may say, because you make teams work for every inch. And you guys make teams sweat a little bit. You guys are holding teams under 18 points a game.
We're a top 10 defense. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think right now, even with you know, some of the adversity that we went through, when you look at our statistics, we just have an elite group, right? We're missing key pieces. We're missing Jarrell Freeman, 8-year vet. I mean, the guy's 50 years old, and he knows the game, right? And we're missing guys like Quentin Demps, 10 years in the NFL. We're missing our outside linebacker room depleted. Leonard Floyd, yeah. Pernell McPhee, Willie Young, all guys that finish in, you know, 7-8 sacks a year type of guys. You know what I mean? So just take away those numbers from a defense and you expect them to do nothing. We call it the D block, right? We just, we take no prisoners, right? We want all of it. We want you to be afraid to play us. When you step on the field with us, we want you to remember that we're going to hit you. We're going to tackle you hard. We're going to lay you down. It's just we like to play aggressive, ferocious football. And one element that I've seen really improve this year as compared to last year is just guys are ball hawking now. That play that Eddie Jackson made on the sideline against A.J. Green just snatched, like literally taking the ball out of his hands, right? Like a bully play. That's what our defense is about.
What's your favorite moment this season?
This is when I knew Kyle was just on another stratosphere.
Fuller talking.
Yeah, Kyle Fuller, right? Cam Newton, he escapes the pocket, right? And Kyle's coming in from the flat. Cam looks at him, sizes him up, and gets ready to do whatever move he wants. Kyle smacks him. Cam's cleats go in the air, right? They both stand back up, and Kyle is just in his face, barking, just crazy-eyed, like, you thought you were doing that to me, right? That type of feeling. That's defense right there.
Do you sense what this place is going to be like when you do become a playoff team? And is that exciting for a guy who's been in the league a while now?
The way that I get stopped on the street and people come up to me and say, hey, man, I love the way you guys play defense, and I can't wait to see more. I can't wait to see what you guys are. You know what I mean? Like next year and things like that. It just gets you excited because you know that the people are behind you, and they love to see great defensive football here in Chicago.